when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations once again, old time music fans. Back in the studio, ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for you for about the next hour here on the show. Glad to have you along with us again. Yep, polkas, waltzes, whatever. Well, at least one waltz, because that's the rule we established somewhere on the show a couple of years ago, that every show would have at least one waltz in it, so we will do that again. Also, a refrigerator update for those of you who have been following the story the last couple of months here on the Oompa Hour as our refrigerator broke down, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's just start with some music. Music, what a crazy idea. Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers with the Winkert sisters doing the singing. Here's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. Yo, Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers with the Winkert Sisters. Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. Get things rolling on the Oompa Hour for another week here on the radio and the internet and the podcast and wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad to have you along with us. Not a lot of people that you know that are like under 60 that go by the name Fritz anymore. Have you noticed that? And I also noticed in that song, you know, right in the beginning, they were singing about how they had carved their initials in a tree. Nobody really seems to do that anymore. And I think it's probably because if you do that, the guy from the DNR, the Forestry Service, or a ranger, or some environmental protection person will probably have you arrested for doing damage to a rare tree or something. So don't be, we do not advise trying to do that, because it's only going to make trouble for you. All right, now here's a scratchy 45. I think it's going to play okay. Georgie Cook and the orchestra. This is the Happy Music Polka. That is Georgie Cook and the orchestra, and a happy music polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for you this week. And, man, I tell you, I was reaching for a waltz already, and it's far too early in the show to be playing a waltz. I'm telling you, I'm still trying to catch up from a lack of sleep. Night before last, I was tapped to be a judge in a talent show. They do a thing at the local performing arts center, it's kind of like America's Got Talent, although not really, because we wouldn't have any jugglers or ventriloquists, but we'd have some comedy acts and stuff that wasn't singing, so I guess it's kind of, anyway, they wanted me to judge. Oh, well, he's been on the radio for 1,000 years, he knows the good stuff from the crummy stuff, let's get him to be a judge. And I was kind of disappointed at the quality of the acts, because they were all good. And, you know, you watch, American Idol, or you watch Little of America's Got Talent, you always got a few people that just really stink, and you can, you know, when they get done with their act, you're like, what? That was terrible. And we didn't even get to have buzzers or gongs or anything like that. But we had 10 acts to judge, and they were all really good. It was almost impossible to narrow it down to the top three. And then we picked the third place, and then we decided who would be in the running for first and second, and then the audience voted. And it was all fine, and it was all a wonderful thing. But I was up late. See, now I normally get up at 10 to 3 every morning. Every weekday morning, I'm up at 10 to 3 because I do my regular radio show every morning. I go on at 6, and it takes me a couple of hours to prep, find all the news I want to talk about and any records that I want to find that may not be something at the studio. And so I got home at 10:30. So I slept 4.5 hours. And that was a couple of nights ago. And I still feel like I haven't caught up. You know, they say it's impossible to catch up on sleep. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, I have a little Wally Waltz here coming up in a little bit. And it's a record that I normally play by Don Peachy. So that's going to be entirely different. But that's coming up. I thought, we cannot do a waltz already. Let's do the Town Tap Polka with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there, the Town Tap Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's what we do every week, get together, and we spin great old-time records here on the show. That is the gimmick. That's why you hear a scratchy one now and then, because they're all records on the show. What was I going to mention? Oh, yeah, I always get in touch with us via email, by the way. Very easy, oompahour@aol.com. So if you'd like to request a record or a song, or you're looking for some information, or you just want to say booga booga, that's how you do it. Oompahour at AOL.com. All smashed together, all small letters, no spaces, you know the drill. All right, now I told you we had a waltz coming up. Normally I have Don Peachy doing this song, it seems like to me. And I have Little Wally and the Harmony Boys. And thanks for a wonderful evening.
For the wonderful memories, the laughter and joy that we shared. Your goodnight kisses just sent me to want you, to love you and care.
So Little Wally faked me out there when Don Peachy does the record. It's a waltz. When Little Wally does the record with his Harmony Boys, it is clearly not a waltz. So I clearly owe you a waltz after that build-up, and we'll do that right after I tell you about the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by. You know, a lot of people thought, well, that's way up north. Heck, you're practically in Canada. I'm not going up there. But it's quite beautiful up in this part of the country. You're right there heading off on the north shore of Lake Superior, where you got a lot of beautiful stuff, and the Duluth area is a great launching point for that. And when you're there, you want to start at a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display. They have a full slate of activities, events, concerts, special events, seminars, and stuff that goes on every year. And you get a calendar of all that information and kind of take a peek at the museum and find out a lot about it by visiting their website at worldofaccordions.org is where you would go on the interwebs to find out more about it. They have an accordion and concertina repair and technician school, one of the few places on planet Earth where you can still learn to maintain and repair all these amazing instruments. So check it out online, worldofaccordions.org, the museum at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, have a look. All right, I promised you a waltz, and then we got gypped out of that because Little Wally souped up a song that to me always was a waltz number. But I have Happy George, the Concertina King. And we know he's the Concertina King because it says so right on the record. Here's the Cuckoo Waltz.
Thank you.
Happy George, the concertina king. There's the cuckoo waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now the pressure is off. We have our at least one required waltz in the program today. So, hey, that's a good thing. All right, got a record here. Never played on the show. We've been doing this almost 3 years. These guys have never been on the Zumpa Hour, and it's about time. I think we need to move to kind of a Czech-style record now. We get a lot of Polish records, a lot of German records, some Slovenian records here, very few Czech records, just because I don't have that many, I think. These guys all of legendary status. They became known as the Three Bears, actually, many, many years ago. It's a little Czech-style polka from the Three Bears. This is the Oh No Polka. Have it, the Three Bears making their first appearance here on the Zumpa Hour, actually. And, heck, that record's probably 40, 50 years old by now. Holy cow. The Oh No Polka here at Tim's Zumpa Hour. Ray Henry and the orchestra on the way next. Here's the Zippy Polka. We'll be right back. Well, that one will poop you out there. That's why it's the Zippy Polka, Ray Henry and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I promised you somewhere along the way I would tell you the next installment of the refrigerator story. In case you're just joining us, the fridge... I'll quickly recap. The fridge started acting up this past summer. The ice cream was always squishy. Milk and stuff wasn't really cold. Finally, it pretty much conked out, barely even getting cool. We called the service guy at the end of June. They pitched me a service contract. I bought it. The guy come out, needed the compressor, ordered a compressor. The compressor came. The guy canceled his appointment. He finally showed up later. The compressor got destroyed in shipping. He returned it, ordered us another one. And that's really a condensed version of a very painful story. So this week, the guy was due to put in the second compressor we have received because they ship the parts right to your house. Then the guy comes and puts it in. And the guy was due this during the week last week. And you know, he'll be there between 1 and 5 o'clock, so somebody should be home, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm sitting around. 2 o'clock, the phone rings. Hi, I'm the service guy. How you doing? I'm fine. Normally, they're going to say, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'm just checking to be sure you're home. No, he says, the computer system is down, and so I won't be coming because I cannot do any work or any repairs without being able to tie in to the repair system network, and the entire national network is down. There's no way I could possibly stop at your house and install that compressor in your refrigerator without a computer network to verify my work. So now we're back on hold again. We're waiting to see. It'll probably be a couple of weeks till we can get another appointment. We're going to be into September. We originally called them the end of June. In the meantime, as you'll recall, we had all the kids home with their kids and significant others. We had a big pile of family over the past week, a week ago, and we needed a fridge. So I told him, I said, when you come back, this is when he came to tell us the thing was destroyed and he couldn't install it. I said, when you come back to put in the next compressor that they ship us, the fridge will be in the garage because now we need to go buy one because you haven't been able to fix this one in 6 weeks. So in the meantime, we went and bought another refrigerator, and I told him this one's in the garage so you may repair it at your convenience. So, yeah, that's the story. Since the end of June, and we're now, what, into almost the end of August, still no functioning refrigerator. And in the meantime, they sold me a service plan when I first made the call, which turned out to be okay. I came out a couple of bucks ahead by buying the service plan instead of paying for the diagnosis and the parts and the labor. But 2 months of that service plan has gone by where it really doesn't apply because the refrigerator hasn't worked yet. So I'm waiting to see if we can get like a whole year out of it without them getting around to actually fixing it, and then I can demand a refund on the service plan and come out ahead. My advice is, if your refrigerator breaks, it was only 4 years old. The one we had before that was like 27 years old and was still working fine. We only bought a new one because my wife wanted a bigger fridge. So my advice is, if your fridge breaks down, just throw it out in the backyard and go buy another one. It's obviously the logical thing to do because apparently no human beings can possibly actually facilitate the repair of said appliance. So there's the refrigerator update. It's time for Happy Louie. Boy, is it ever. Here's the Fiddler's Polka. Happy Louie there, Fiddler's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and boy, I frittered away a lot of time talking there a little bit ago, so I think we're just going to keep the tunes rolling for a second here. I got a Whoopi John record. We haven't had one since, well, at least last week, because we haven't had one today. This is a great title for a record. It's called Favorite Polka. It's just it's his favorite polka. It's Whoopi John and the Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you have it, Whoopi John and the Band, and Favorite Polka. That's simply the name of the song. It's my favorite polka. Always makes me wonder, somewhere does he have another record called My Second Favorite Polka? He could have a whole set of records like that. Anybody have a problem with doing another waltz? Two waltzes in one show? I mean, it's happened before. It's just we don't do it that often. I don't recall having played the Michigan Dutchman on the show before, but then again, I'd have to remember over 100 shows. But I don't remember the Michigan Dutchman being on the show before anyway, and I stumbled onto a record of them doing the Popcorn Pretzels and Beer Waltz, and I thought, well, really, we ought to play that one. Yeah. That is the Michigan Dutchman, popcorn, pretzels, and beer waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show where we gather each and every week at about this same time, wherever you happen to be listening, and we fire up the record player and just sit here and play phonograph records with polkas and waltzes and great old-time music on them. Every week we just get together and do this. There's no fancy thing going on here, just record players and records. By the way, we are on Facebook, too, if you want to like us on there. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you'll find us on there. So by all means, take a moment, check that out if you're one of those Facebooking kind of people, all right? Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes have found their way to the record player now. This is the Great Musician's Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous as the melodies all began to ring. Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles. Frankie Yankovic is singing Just Because. Ed Blazancic playing Angeline Be Mine. Romy Gars is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Gima on his concertina. Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka. Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home. Cousin Fuzzy still playing Peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening. Elvin's drinking with his pal Pupsadena. Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole. And the Happy Notes have gone to the moon.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes there, Great Musician's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You may have noticed in there that Marion Lush was mentioned, and I just happen to have a Marion Lush record right here, so we'll just play it, and that'll give the show continuity and meaning, and it'll seem organized, and it really won't. But anyway, here's Marion Lush. This is the Mother and Daughter Polka.
Czegoś mnie mamo za mąż wydała, ja jeszcze sobie nic nie kupiła. Ja nie mam łyżeczki, ja nie mam miseczki.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Ja nie mam łyżeczki, ja nie mam miseczki.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Ja nie wiem mamo jak jeść gotować, naczynie pomyć, męża pilnować. Tyś o tym wiedziała, mi nie powiedziała.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Tyś o tym wiedziała, mi nie powiedziała.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Odgoń, że mamo, tego bociana. Ja dzieci bawić nie nauczona. Do dziecka trzeba wstać, ja lubię długo spać.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Do dziecka trzeba wstać, ja lubię długo spać.
Matulu, matulu ma.
Czegoś ty, córuś, prędzej nie rzekła. Ja bym wesele dalej odwlekła. Teraz nie pomoże nawet święty Boże.
Córuniu, córuniu ma.
Teraz nie pomoże nawet święty Boże.
Córuniu, córuniu ma.
We go, Mary and Lush there. That is the mother and daughter polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Still to come on the show this week, believe it or not, we have Lenny Gamolkin, the Chicago Push, coming up. We have Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars coming up. And before we do that, we have this coming up, too.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I promise you, Lenny Gamolkin, the Chicago Push, and Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, and probably somebody else yet before we get to the end of the show today. Now, I know there's probably people out there that are celebrating a birthday today. In fact, I would say that the odds that nobody has a birthday today are pretty much zero. So we have Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push for anybody who's having a birthday today or this week or whenever you're hearing the show. This is the birthday party polka. Did you hear that noise? See, this is the magic of a live show. I introduce the record, and then I have the next record that I'm going to play sitting here on the counter in front of me, on the desk in front of me. And as I went to start the record that I just introduced, which would be Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push doing the birthday party record, my Little Richard record, which is standing by to go next, is sitting here, and I hit it with my hand because it's hanging over the edge of the record player, and it made that noise, see? That's very unprofessional. You should not do that on a professional radio show. Fortunately, this is just an amateur radio show, right? Lenny Gamolka, the Chicago Push, here's the birthday party polka.
Just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. All my girlfriends were invited and all of the guys, and you should have seen my face when they yelled out surprise. It was my birthday party just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. There were clowns, streamers, candles, photographs and food, pretzels, candy, crackers, peanuts, wine, and lots of booze.
just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. I had so much fun, wished it would never end. Birthday parties make me feel just like a kid again. It was my birthday party just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. And I guess the best thing I can wish for you is happy birthday, hope your friends make you a party too.
Lenny Gamalka and the Chicago Push there. Birthday Party Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That one goes out to anybody who might be celebrating a birthday this week from all of us here at the Oompa Hour. All right, let's jam one in here from the Brzezinski Brothers, shall we? I hadn't originally grabbed this record for the show today, but I thought, hey, why not? I think we're going to have time to sneak a quick one in here. Brzezinski Brothers, this is the Polka Shoes Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Saturday night, no place to go, just sitting around and feeling low. Worked hard all week to make a buck. My girl's got a headache, just my luck. I really need to vent some steam. I think you know just what I mean. We'll go out and drink some booze when I put on my polka shoes. We're at the dance and things are swell. Play that accordion, Uncle Dell. The girl over there looks really neat. Time to use my dancing feet. Swinging around the dancing floor, my flying feet are starting to soar. Walter Cronkite's got the news, but he don't got no polka shoes.
You can't play that record and not smile. I'm telling you, Brzezinski Brothers there, the Polka Shoes Polka here on a Tim Zumpa Hour. That is a minute and 50 seconds of pure musical energy in that song right there. So anyway, I love that. And I don't think we've ever played that on the show before from the Brzezinski Brothers. So yeah, we had a couple bands on the show this week we've never had on before and a couple of tunes we've never played before. Hey, we got a million of them. It's going to take a long time to get through all the records from the attic. So Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars are going to wrap up the show this week. It's called the Cadillac Polka, and I'm wondering if they have Cadillac spelled wrong to avoid trademark issues, or if they just don't know how to spell Cadillac, because it's C-A-D-D-I-L-A-C, and we all know it's C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C is Cadillac. So I don't know, and I really don't care. Here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars and the Cadillac Polka. Cadillac Polka. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that pretty much brings us to the end of another show, believe it or not. But we had a fun week this week. Had some bands we've never had in there before, a couple of tunes we've never played before. We never have a new song. We just have old new songs, because we only play songs that come off records here on the show, of course. So they're all oldies.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We shall return to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!